This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we're off to a flying start already this morning, and we just now got on the air. So, boy, do we have a room full of characters this morning on the Wednesday morning talk show. Good morning. I'm Terry Tote. Alongside is everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, soon to be the man of the year for the Sertoma Club.
Yeah.
So how did you arrange that? Who do you know?
I tell you, it was costly.
Goes to a great guy. So you really deserve it, Uncle Ralph. Joining us in studio today, we have some interesting gentlemen who are going to talk a little bit about the... Actually, we're going to talk a lot about the Veterans Honor Flight, which is coming up next week, taking some veterans out to the nation's capital. Louis Louie is joining us, along with Will Tackerberry and Ray Weedle, who are going to talk about the Honor Flight. And also, Louis has got something he wants to mention about an upcoming... event at the St. Timothy United Methodist Church this weekend. Right. But first things first, gentlemen, we got to pay the bills. Our program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, our reputation stands as a testimony to the quality and fair-minded services we provide. One of the most important services we offer is the opportunity to make final arrangements in advance. There are many important decisions to be made, and no one knows better than you what you really want. Come talk with us and make your wishes known. You'll be surprised just how much better you'll feel. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday morning talk show here on this Wednesday, March the 30th. Where did this month go, Ralph? Good God.
Same place January and February went.
Yeah. And Football Friday just coming up?
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
It will. In studio, we have Louis Louie to talk a little bit about an activity or an event coming up at St. Timothy United Methodist Church. Right. Louis, let's start with that this morning. Good morning, sir. It's good to have you in studio.
Good morning, Terry. I'm glad to be here. This weekend, April 1, 2, and 3, we have a gentleman coming from to do a renewal at our church. Certainly not just for our church. We expect people from all over the community. We certainly invite people from all over the community to come and hear Mike Rayson. Mike comes from Southern Australia. He immigrated to the U.S. about 6 years ago with a family, and Mike started out in the business of country and Christian music in Australia, and he discovered at the age of 16 that he could also write. So he's been writing songs and recording albums since that time. He actually was doing country music down there and was awarded the Toyota Golden Guitar Award, which is comparable to our CMA award.
Wow.
Anyway, he had a decision to make, whether he was going to do country music, whether he was going to do Christian music. Well, as Mike says, when God calls, God calls. So he chose Christian music. So he began working down there, and he became the program director for the largest Christian music radio in the Southern Hemisphere. But as he said, God calls. So God told him he needed to come to the United States. He said he really wasn't in favor of doing that. He had a home down there and everything was going well. But when God calls, God calls. So he came affiliated with the Methodist Church, our headquarters in Nashville. He worked there the last 5 years or so as an evangelist. He has a terrific wit and comedian similar to Uncle Ralph. Of course. I want to get you a plug here, Ralph.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you get a plug here. But anyway, last year he and his wife is also a minister. They got assigned to Brighton, of all places, a church in Brighton. She wanted a church, so. He's nearby, and some folks in the area, I'm sure, have already heard him and seen him. I talked to a gentleman over at the Walmart the other day that had heard him. And I just want to invite everyone. This fellow is an exception. I met him last summer at the annual conference up in Peoria, and I just thought, I've got to hear this man some more. You know, I just enjoyed him so much. And so I visited with him for a while, and I said, you know, Mike, what would it take to get you to come to Litchfield? And he said, not much, a love offering and maybe my mileage. So he's coming this weekend to do 3 days program with us. Now, Friday night is going to be basically a greet and meet, kind of a low-key thing. We're, in fact, really going to meet in the basement. And Saturday afternoon, the youth are gathering at 4 o'clock over at the Solid Rock Youth Center. And Mike's going to do a program with the youth, and they're going to have Sloppy Joe's, mm-hmm. and they'll close that off about 5:30 or so. 7 o'clock Saturday night, he will do a revival program in the church, and again on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Now, I emphasize 10 o'clock. Our regular church time is 9:30, but Saturday or Sunday morning, we're going to meet at 10 o'clock. We won't have Sunday school. Afterwards, we're going to have a carry-in dinner. But I just want to invite everybody to come and hear Mike Ryson. He I beg your pardon, it's Ryson, not Ryson. I've been mispronouncing it ever since. But anyway, we really would like to see everyone come. We want to fill the church, and you will certainly be entertained. He will have you laughing, but he can also bring a tear to your eye. Sure. So we just want to invite everybody in the community.
Now, the Friday night gathering is at 7 o'clock as well, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. So meet and greet on Friday night about 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Saturday night, 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
All right. That sounds great. Sounds like things are happening.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrific. Well, we're going to move our subject matter towards the Veterans Honor Flight, which is coming up next week. And first in, we're going to turn the microphone over to Will Tackerberry. Will, it's always good to have you out here talking with us about our veterans and all this and sort of activity to pay tribute to our veterans and let them get to our nation's capital and see all the monuments. This has been a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes, it has. I want to start off, Terry, with introducing a man here just to begin with, and it's Ray Weedle. He's a president and founder of the Land of Lincoln Honor Flight. The Honor Flight started in Ohio, and he can fill you in on all the little details there, but he's been really aggressive in moving around central Illinois, talking to veteran groups, nursing homes, and getting applications filled out and getting these fellas on this trip to Washington, D.C. They start off with the stopping at the World War II Memorial, then they move over to the Korean Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, and end up out at Arlington Cemetery, the climax of it. What a wonderful day it is for them. And it's a day we really pay tribute to those fellas. It did such a marvelous job for our country back in the World War II days.
So, Ray, take that microphone and kind of tell us how this honor flight came about, because it didn't have its roots here in Illinois.
No, as people know, that the World War II Memorial was not completed until 2004, and physicians attended out in Springfield, Ohio, by the name of Earl Morris, would ask his patients if they had gone to see the memorial, and the two most common replies were they couldn't afford it, and they didn't think their health was good enough to make the trip. So their initial flight was in May of 2005, where he and some of his pilot friends flew 12 veterans out. And since that time, the word got out. He partnered up with Jeff Miller from North Carolina to form the Honor Flight Network. Today, there's 104 hubs in 38 states. And since that first flight, the Honor Flight Network has flown over 63,000 veterans. And of that 63,000, the five hubs that serve Illinois has taken over 4,000 veterans from Illinois out to see the memorial. So it's every trip I've been on, 11 trips now, three as guardians and three as the, or eight as the chairman of Land of Lincoln, and every trip is different. There's a little bit different. You may not be able to stop at one memorial because of construction or something, but it turns out to be a very enjoyable day, and at the end of the day, the veterans are ready to go, and the guardians are wore out.
Now, Lewis, you're going to be a guardian this year, right?
That's right. Yeah. Next Wednesday, we go out on the 5th, and I'll be a guardian for Bill Morton in Litchfield there, and I'm looking forward to helping Bill and helping him appreciate his memorial and so forth.
Ray, take us back to how you got involved and how things got brought to Illinois.
Okay.
Because I think that's an interesting story.
Well, I tell everybody I figure that I was called to do this because I used to, my wife and family lived in Chatham for 24 years. And in 2007, we moved to St. Ann, Missouri to babysit our grandson.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. And our real estate agent was involved in Honor Flight in Missouri. And it was on one of those flights that I was serving as a guardian that I met Bob Madison. And we got to talking, and there wasn't much word out in the Springfield area about the Honor Flight. So he and I got brought some of our friends together, and that's when we formed Land of Lincoln Honor Flight. We were recognized as a hub in March of 2009. And since our inception, we've been able to take 419 veterans out to D.C. to see the memorial. And I initially had thought, well, I would help Bob and everybody organize the Honor Flight in Springfield, but then they said, no, you take over the reins and be chairman of it. And so I am very glad to do it. I think we can't do enough for our veterans. Not only World War II veterans, all veterans deserve our respect and everything, and we should honor all of them.
For those who are listening this morning and may not be familiar with your program, talk a little bit about what constitutes being a guardian for one of these veterans on the flight.
Okay. We always assign a person that we call a guardian to one that would be responsible for one or two veterans. And what that means, if the veteran is in a wheelchair or something, that that guardian would push the wheelchair. But the guardian's main responsibility is the safety and comfort of that veteran for the day. And we go through a training session with them to stress safety issues and everything. We do not provide medical as such, other than the basic first aid medical. But most of the guardians, we have quite a listing of people that want to serve, and there's a lot of family members, too, that serve as guardians that help out during the day. But it's their main purpose is to help that veteran throughout the day.
I guess my next question would be, Louis said he was going to be a guardian, and I was just curious who was going to guard him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ralph.
I think he's on my bus, so I'll keep an eye on him.
Good luck.
We'll pull that microphone over there, would you?
Yeah, I'd like to add something to Ralph's question there. The guardians have to pay. It costs $400 to be a guardian. Now, the veteran does not pay nothing. His transportation, his food, everything is on us, on the group here. Mm-hmm. Now, the cost to send 300 veterans at $400 each, 300 veterans at $400 each comes to $120,000. And that's why we have an aggressive campaign going now for, just like we did this morning, make those donations this morning. But we talked to veteran groups and asked them to please come up and donate a little bit of money for these honor flights.
Now, Will, you'll take donations from veterans groups, but you'll take donations anybody.
Oh, yes. I mean, just like this morning, we got one from the bank.
From the bank,
From Litchfield National Bank and also the American Legion. And I had one this morning from that I presented for the Ladies Auxiliary at the VFW in Litchfield. Wonderful group of ladies, and they went overboard on raising some money for the honor flight.
So you it takes a lot of money.
Yes, it does.
But you do have a lot of loyal people out there who see the value of this.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that at our American Legion post, we put out coffee cans at some of the businesses there in Litchfield, and we were able to gather up $150. It's not going to pay for a veteran, but it's a every bit helps.
Yeah, that's the point. In spite of the fact it may not be a whole lot of money, but it is, you know, there's power in small pockets there. So, Ray?
Yes, and we're always appreciative. We always tell people we're appreciative, whether it's a dollar or whether it's $100. Every bit counts, and probably about 70% of our money raised comes from individuals making $5, $10, $20, or $100 donations and everything. And we do provide a listing of donors on our website and everything, unless they wish their name not to be put on it. We always try to respect the donor's wishes and everything. So.
What is the website? Well, we've talked about this before, Will, and I'm not sure we ever mentioned it.
It's www.landoflincolnhonorflight.org.
.org. All right.
And you can go there, and we post pictures of flights on there. We've got applications online that they can either download or fill out online. It gives a general information. One thing I would like to mention and is that next Tuesday, April 5th, Governor Quinn has proclaimed that as Honor Flight Day in Illinois, and he's made a proclamation to that effect, and that it's a great honor that we have that.
I'd like to say something along that line, too, if you don't mind, Terry. Last year, the Area Agency on Aged in Springfield recognized what the Honor Flight does, and they have got him a Governor's Award for this program and for all the efforts he put into it. And that was quite a thing. It was a Governor's unique recognition award, wasn't it? Nice award. They presented that to him up at the Governor's Mansion in Springfield.
How often do we have a flight go from this area?
We got this year. We've got three scheduled flights so far. We got April, May, and June. We're working on our September and possibly October flight. We have 325 veterans on our list right now. We're it looks like we may be going into the Korean veterans in October.
And keep in mind, when we talk of World War II vets, guys, we're talking a gentleman in their late 80s and early 90 years of age, so some of these gentlemen, naturally, their health has deteriorated, so it takes some extra care for these gentlemen to go on these flights.
Yes, that's right.
And that's kind of a point, Ralph. There's a degree of urgency about this because we're losing how many a day, Ray?
Well, we lose nationwide about 1,000 a day or more. Yeah.
So there is a bit of urgency about this. Once we feel like we've gotten through the majority are those World War II veterans who wish to go, we will be looking at Korean veterans.
And, Will, you have something in your hand there.
Yes, I have something here for our good friend, Uncle Ralph. It's a Korean War veterans application. We'd like for you to try to, I think in the fall is when you're going to, hopefully, we're going to start.
We've made a commitment to serve all World War II veterans first. And at the beginning of the year, to show you how it changes. We had about 250 World War II veterans on our list, and at that time we thought it would be September. Right now, with the addition of the World War II veterans, it looks like it may be closer to the October time frame that we would be transgressing or transitioning to the Korean veterans.
And that would also alter your plans as far as where you would stop in Washington as far as first stops.
Right, Korean World War II, we veterans will stop at the World War II Memorial first, and then once we start with the Korean veterans, we'll stop at the Korean Memorial first.
I have one other thing to say.
Sure.
Today, on Wednesday, 36 years after the Marines and others withdrew from Saigon, the nation will recognize Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. That's today. And at the VFW in Litchfield, they're going to have a special program this afternoon for the Vietnam veterans. So they're not going to be slighted. We know that they got slighted quite a bit.
That was a very tumultuous time that we lived through and the country lived through.
And one thing, too, I'd like to mention about the Korean veterans. I don't know if most people know it, but it's usually referred to as the Forgotten War. And it won't be forgotten by us, for sure.
Gentlemen, I had the opportunity to be stationed in Washington, D.C. for about a year when I was in the service, and traveled. Of course, the World War II Memorial wasn't there then, of course, but the changing of the guard and all of the history of our country that's located in that area is just breathtaking. You can go and see the changing of the guard a dozen times, and it's one of the most impressive things you will ever witness in your life, I guarantee you. It just takes your breath away to watch the how this is conducted. You know, it's just amazing. And of course, now with the Korean Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, World War II Memorial, and all the stuff that's been added, anyone that hasn't seen this area, veteran or non-veteran, you owe it to yourself, if at all possible, to tour this area and see what the history of our country is all about, because it's all summed up right there, you know, with these memorials.
You know, we have two veterans here in Litchfield. Clyde Brubaker, he is a B-26 pilot. What a record he had. I sat and listened to him for a couple hours the other day, and just to hear the stories and that, what an honor it is that he's going to go on this first flight in April. Next week with Louis
and Louis and Will and everybody, you've been part of this. What are the various types of reactions you see from our veterans when they get to the nation's capital? You probably see the whole gamut. I mean, tears of joy, tears of sorrow, greetings. Maybe somebody haven't talked to in many, many years?
Lots of tears.
Yeah, the thing, I can't go into details on it because it's kind of a little secret thing to do on the trip back. But you listen to those guys, they all get together and they talk to each other, you know, and to hear their stories, it's just so amazing to sit and listen to their stories. And just like I was saying, Clyde Brubaker, the war record he's got, I'm so glad his son's going to go as a guardian and take him out there, because he couldn't go before because of illness and his wife, and now he's able to go. I've been working on him for a couple of years. And another person was this Bill Whitlock. He was a POW. He got bailed out of it, got shot down. The plane got shot down in Germany. And a POW for the whole entire war.
I remember sharing Bill's story at the Veterans Day ceremony at the Litchfield High School.
And so that was so good when his family was able to see him go there.
That was absolutely wonderful.
And, Will, this is like the World War II veterans. This is like a large book, and the last chapter is rapidly being written, and that book's going to be closed, and that history will be taken to the grave with our veterans, because they're going to be gone.
Yes, that's right.
So if you have a veteran that's interested, go to the website. Contact Will Tackberry. He will get you filled in. The website is www.landoflincolnhonorflight.org, O-R-G. And if you can't remember that, call me here at the radio station. I'll be glad to pass that information along to you. Ray Weedle, Will Tackberry, Louis Louie, thank you so much. We're out of time. We could sit here and talk another 3 hours about this thing. But, you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing for our veterans. Thank you guys for doing what you do, because without you guys, none of this would have happened.
Thank you to your radio station.
Yeah. Tremendous. Uncle Ralph, and thank you, sir, for all that you've done for our nation and just for us in general. And we look forward to you being at the Sertoma Club on April the 7th.
So yeah. I've had a couple of gentlemen tell me that it was going to be on the program, they had a few things to say, and I said, well, read the program carefully, because the last gentleman on the stand is going to be me.
And payback can be, well, you know what payback can be. Anyway, we're out of time. That's it for the talk show brought to you by Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For Uncle Ralph, for our guests, I'm Terry. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sorrell's up next with that opening market report.